Well, it is Breakfast Club morning this morning, and John Boggs is at the Ponderosa Steakhouse here in Portland. Let's find out who his guests are this morning. John?
Hello, Rob. How are you doing?
Great.
We've got a group here from Fiberfest. Unfortunately, Gyneth has not made it here yet, but she sent a great crew to represent her. So
she's always in a fog somewhere anyway.
I know. We'll catch her later. We have Lee Benedict, Dory Scott, and Helen Roush with us right now. And for anybody who doesn't know about Fiberfest, and I can't imagine anybody who doesn't because it's 9 years old, this weekend out at the Jay County Fairgrounds is Fiberfest and Spin In. And one of the functions they have or the event is they have a lot of classes. And we kind of have Lee and Dory here to tell us a little bit about the classes that are going to be held and what people do out there. Lee, welcome.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of these classes now?
Well, I've taught last year some of the quilting classes. I've been involved in it the last 4 or 5 years now. And it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we have, as far as the quilters, we do have about 3 classes that we're having this year. That's a 10-minute block, the tube quilting, and English paper piecing. We have the quilters, we have knitters, we have the weavers, the spinners, and it's just a great place to see and a lot to learn. And we really enjoy doing the kids on Education Day. They have a great time.
Now, with the quilting classes, is this hand quilting or is it machine quilting?
It's both.
Okay. Yeah. For the machine quilter, do you have an area out there where you set
up? Yes, we do. We use the women's building, and they bring their own machines in.
I see.
And then the hand quilting is the English paper piecing, which is dates clear back to England, of course, by the name, but it was actually where they wrap fabric around a piece of paper and make your design. And the grandmother's flower garden is one of the famous ones that was done that way.
Uh-huh.
It's a hexagon.
Okay. So can people sign up for the classes now?
Or yes, they still can. We have openings, and I think all the fields, class with the economy, it's been a little bit slow response this year. But, yes, we have openings in all the classes.
Okay, and they can. I understand some classes start this evening. Do you have the quote?
That's true. Yes, I start with one tonight.
Okay, and what time does that start?
At 5 o'clock.
What class is it?
That is English paper piecing.
Okay. Well, Dory, can you tell us about some of the other classes?
Yeah, they have spinning classes. They have classes that do wool felting, sock classes where you use machines or you use needles. And I can't think of any other.
What levels are these? Are they advanced, beginner, intermediate?
They have all levels usually, yeah.
Okay.
There's a knitting class, woven flower pin, and I think if you're interested, you could still go on the tourism website and check the classes out and even sign up for them. Some of them have kits, so you can just go and they have things there.
Okay. And Helen, explain to our listeners, because I find this fascinating, and hopefully someone else will, explain to our listeners what felting is.
I don't know that much about it. I've seen it done, but I have no idea.
Dory, can you tell us a little bit about
it's
felting?
It's where they have raw wool, and they take it with a needle, and you punch it into... Yeah, there's your filter. Punch it into with a needle, and you can make designs with it.
I see. Okay.
It's kind of a hands-on with the punching.
What are some of the prices for these courses or for these classes? I know materials are included, so...
Yeah, I think the basic is probably $20 for most of the classes. Some of the materials might get up to $30 because of the increase in, you know, materials, but the raw materials. But most of them are very, very economical, I think.
Okay. And they're all fiber arts classes. I know there's quilting and knitting and crocheting and felting and... about any fiber art that you're interested in that's going to be covered there.
I know some of the guys that have the animals are also doing the weaving classes.
Oh, okay, yeah. And you'll be able to come out and see people spin wool and yarn?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I see our main person finally made it in. Gyneth made it in past the accident on 27. So we're going to go to a break right now. But when we come back, we'll talk to Gyneth a little bit and get a little more overview on it. Ladies, I thank you so much for joining us this morning. And
thank you, John.
You're welcome. So we'll go back to you for right now, Rob.